Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support, returning your call.
Oh, excuse me. Hang on just a second here.
Okay.
I was calling because we had a charge come out, and I didn't know what it was for.
Okay. I could take a look into it for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
97038.
And what's your first and last name?
Ken Hunt.
Okay, just a moment. So we have a Rietta associated under Hunt. Rietta Hunt associated with that zip code? Do you, by chance?
Yes, okay.
Yes, I'm saying, do you know who that is? Or
Yes.
Okay, could you verify the shipping address that would be associated with this account?
13895 South Maxford Road, Malala.
Okay, just a moment. The account is loaded for me.
Okay, came up, what was it? Came up Pura?
Purified Gentle Garde.
Yeah, Purified Gentle Garde.
Okay, just a moment. So this account was opened up on December the 1st. It looks like the customer entered to receive our welcoming gift, which was the tactical bag where you initially just pay shipping and handling for that item.
Okay.
Yes, so it also informed in the terms that if you review them, it informs you that that item is a welcoming gift. They offer you that gift in hopes that you would join the Consumer Gadgets Club. If you didn't want to be a part of the Consumer Gadgets Club, it also informs you that you can contact us within 72 hours from ordering that item to decline it and prevent the first monthly membership charge. If not, it does offer you a $125 gift voucher for being a member that you can use to purchase different gadgets on their website. But there, like as stated, there is a monthly membership fee of $67.32.
No.
So can I go ahead and cancel it, please?
Yes, I can definitely go ahead and do that for you. Just a moment. Okay, I do have a confirmation number for you that this account was canceled. Would you like to take that number down?
Yeah. Hang on just a second. Let me get up here.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So it is first the letter C as in Charlie.
Okay, C.
263-115-071. Yes, and that just confirms that this account was canceled and there won't be any attempts to bill in the future.
Okay, now the one that's trying to pin now, would that stop that one right now?
So on our end, it shows that it was approved, so no, it won't stop the charge from coming out. But as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund of that charge.
The thing of it is, it didn't even let me finish the purchase when I was doing it. So how did it go ahead and go through? I never got an email that I got it. It was giving me trouble with even doing the order to start with when I was trying to put in my information. It kept coming back that information didn't exist as far as an address went. It didn't even let me finish. And I've not received any email saying thank you for your order or thank you for your whatever, nothing.
So I'm not sure how that is. The only way it would have been went through is, of course, if you put in your information and confirmed it, that it does show it went through on our end.
Because when I was trying to put the information in, it kept kicking it back when I was trying to put in my zip code that it didn't match. So I just exited out of it. I never even finished it because it kept telling me that the zip code didn't match my address. And so, I never got any kind of an email or anything thanking me for joining or thanking me for that my bag was on its way or nothing. So I didn't even how does it complete on your end when it wouldn't let me complete on my end?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've actually never heard that before, so I'm not exactly sure unless, you know, you may have confirmed it by mistake or something of that nature. I'm not sure because it wouldn't have went through unless it was confirmed. But, yes, and I do see that it shipped out as well. It's actually in transit as of the 5th, and it should be arriving to you soon. But, yes, ma'am, and I see there was an attempt to bill that membership fee for the past 3 days before it actually did bill. So yeah, I'm not sure.
Because I don't keep money in my account unless I've got something coming through on it for these particular kind of reasons. If I couldn't finish entering my information, how can you possibly have billed me for it? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. I couldn't do my part on my end, but you can bill me? How's that work?
Yes, ma'am. As stated, I don't know how that may have occurred. Like I said, you may have placed confirm by mistake or something of that nature, but there's no way that we could physically do that.
Yeah,
instead of the 35%, I am willing to refund you 50%
as
a courtesy.
You refund what you can, and I'll make a call to an attorney, and we'll see what you can and can't do.
Yes. If you can go ahead and do what you're talking about, you know, refunding it, I'd appreciate it, please, because I wasn't even expecting that even coming out.
So I can speak with the supervisor and see how much more I can do for you guys as a courtesy. If you can give me just a moment, I'll be right back with you.
Okay, thank you.
When I tried to order it, it was, you know, free items,
yeah.
Pay shipping, whatever. I didn't see no jack shit, nothing about joining any club. I would have never done that. Never would I have done that.
They didn't even say what kind of club it is or anything.
I would have never done that.
Because
we get the, you know, through the Patriots or whatever. I've never ordered anything unless all I was going to have to do was pay shipping. I never read anything, and I couldn't finish the transaction because it kept coming back and saying that my zip code didn't match my address.
Right.
So I just backed out of it. That's good. I never got any kind of an email, thank you for your order, or any kind of an email that your item is going to be shipped or nothing.
Okay, thank you guys so much for your patience.
Yes.
I was authorized to go ahead and fully refund that charge for you guys as a courtesy. Yes, I did provide the confirmation number that the account was canceled. That just confirms that there won't be any attempts to bill in the future. I did also, if you guys have not received the email as stated with that membership to the Consumer Gadgets Club, you guys do get a $125 gift voucher that you can use to purchase different gadgets on that website. So you were a member for that specific amount of time that it did bill you for, so you can definitely still use that. I put in a request to have that resent to the email. First name, WREATHA, Hunt at AOL.com. So
yep.
Should receive that in about 24 hours, and you guys can use that. The refund may take 3 to 5 business days. Sometimes it's sooner. It's dependent upon your banking institution. But if there wasn't anything else I could assist you guys with, thank you so much for contacting us, and you have a great day.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.